Sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm so glad that you've taken time out of your morning or your evening, depending on what time you're listening to this broadcast, to spend some time with me. This week, I would like to discuss life insurance. Now, life insurance can be a bit of a prickly subject for some people. We really come face to face with our mortality, but more importantly than that, we really come face to face with the responsibilities that we have and the people that we love and how to best look after them in the very unfortunate circumstance that we are not physically there to do the job that we have been doing for such a long time and enjoy doing, looking after our family and our loved ones. I have invited a guest today. He is an insurance specialist. He works with Integris Financial Planning Services, and his name is Alan Weeks. Alan, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to come and spread some of your wealth of experience with us.
Well, thank you very much for the invite. It's a topic that I'm very passionate about. I've been in the business for 20 years, and it's something that I feel is one of the most important things in our financial plan.
I agree with you, and that's the reason I've invited you.
Well, thank you.
So can you tell us a little bit about your career path? 20 years is a good investment of time into an industry and into a topic that you're passionate about.
Yes. Well, 20 years ago, I started a little company, a little insurance agency in Prince George, and leaned closely towards the employee benefit side of the insurance. And I soon realized after dealing with many different business people that there's so much more to someone's life than the hopes and dreams that we have for our financial success, because that takes time. So life insurance, for a lot of these business people, a lot of the key individuals within the business, and then it became a lot of their employees, it became very important to talk to them about providing insurance for their family, their loved ones, in the event that their life came to a premature end.
Yes. I appreciate that you enter that factor of time in, because you're absolutely right. It takes time for savings. It takes time for investments to grow. But a life insurance policy is something that's available, that those funds are available. And of course, we're always talking about the availability of those funds upon a premature demise.
Exactly. We all, well, maybe not all of us, but many people think that, why don't I just put aside dollars into a savings plan for that rainy day account sometime in the future? And that makes perfect sense, and I encourage everyone to do that. However, for the price of a premium, an insurance premium, if someone was to pass away prematurely, you get a very large financial benefit to your named beneficiaries for a very small financial amount, a premium. So I guess it's all about risk and reward. I think if we save in our rainy day account for the long term, we have excellent risk and reward there. However, if we were to pass away prematurely and we didn't have a life insurance policy, the amount in our rainy day account would be very small.
And when we think about the time frame, it's certainly more than a rainy day that we're looking after our family for.
It is. For some people, it's not just a rainy day. It's a torrential storm that lasts for many, many years.
Yes. So let's get into the basics of insurance. If you could break down what actually is life insurance for us. So let's go right back to the basics. What is life insurance?
Life insurance is a financial benefit that is paid to a named beneficiary for a policy premium being paid. That's really what it is. It's paid when the insured person, the person named within the policy, passes away, then that life insurance financial benefit is paid to their named beneficiary. That's really what it is in a nutshell.
So then, secondly, why do I need life insurance?
You know, there's many reasons why someone might need life insurance. The list is huge, actually, but more basically, if you had a mortgage, one might think that, oh, if I passed away prematurely, I could just use the proceeds of my house to pay off the mortgage. But if you have loved ones, like you have a spouse, a surviving spouse, and you have children, that's the last thing you probably would want. You would want that house to be paid off. You would also very likely want to have any other debts paid off. Like, we seem to have lots of these revolving car loans. They seem to last for 4 or 5 or 6 years, and we drive our cars until we need to replace them, and then we have another car loan. It's hard to think that car loans are revolving, but it seems like they are.
Effectively, they are. I like the way that you've termed that.
So there's many different debts. There's line of credit debts. There's credit card debt. There's even taxes in some cases. So many, many reasons for life insurance. I guess I could sum it up and say mortgage and debt relief, income and family protection, estate planning. That becomes key as we get into our more mature years. On the business side of the coin, we could look at like a business loan collateral for funding for, you know, a loan that was needed for operating your business or to expand your business. You may have key individuals like senior managers or VPs or just a key person that is very integral to the success of the business. You may want to put life insurance on that person. You may also have what we call buy-sell agreements, and you might need a funding mechanism to satisfy that buy-sell agreement. So life insurance is often used for that. And there's many other different, I guess, needs. However, I would think that those would be the top ones on most people's minds.
Yes, I think you've got a very good list there, quite breadth and depth of list there. So then, based on that list, then who benefits from the life insurance?
I guess mainly I would have to say it would be the named beneficiaries. However, there is also other areas of who would benefit. One might be, say you had a last survivor, so the spouse has already passed away and there is some debt. You may feel the need to make your estate the beneficiary, and then you would have an executor that you would indicate in your last will and testament or your letter of direction about how you wanted everything looked after financially. So you may say, upon my death, please use the proceeds of my life insurance policy to pay out the financial institution for my mortgage, to pay out any outstanding credit cards, to pay any outstanding amounts that would be incurred at the death of that person.
So really, that's saving an awful lot of headache for the family members who are left trying to figure out what to do with those debts.
It really is. If there is a last survivor, commonly a spouse, quite often you would name the spouse as the last or as the beneficiary, so that that person would finalize the financial estate of the deceased in the best way he or she felt they wanted to, or based on the letter of direction in the will. I guess one of the nice things about life insurance is, based on what your needs are, you don't just need to have the life insurance amount to match your debt. One of the things we haven't talked about is when someone passes away, say it's Papa from Mama and Papa, and they have two kids. If Papa passes away, his income ends with him. So we call that an adjustment period. Possibly what's common is about 5 years of income of their after-tax dollars. So yes, we can cover off all the debts, but we can also provide an amount of an insurance benefit in an adjustment period to cover a number of years. It could be to just help with the adjustment. I can only imagine losing a spouse, how difficult that would be. I can only imagine how worse it would be if we had two or three children at home, and especially if they were minors. So one might say, as a surviving spouse, I don't want to go back to work right away. I want to be here for my family. And how do you do that without money? It's almost impossible. We've heard of GoFundMe accounts. That's not the solution, in my opinion. So life insurance for a small premium amount, you can have a huge financial benefit in the event of a premature death.
So will the need for life insurance go away at some point?
You know, that's a question I get asked almost daily. And I guess the best way of me answering that question is by saying possibly. I know that's not really the answer that you're probably looking for, but I can give you a few examples.
I like that idea.
If someone had a mortgage and it had a 25-year amortization, it might be prudent to choose a term life insurance policy that suits that term of time. And that's what term life insurance is. It's a product designed to provide coverage, a level coverage, level premium for a term of time, typically designed for, in this case, we're talking about debt, a mortgage. However, when a mortgage is paid for, quite often that doesn't mean the insurable interest of that person has ended. So going back to my first reply to that question would be possibly, I think that's a fair and accurate answer. Some people yes, some people no.
Yes, everything is very circumstantial, and our lives shift. I think about when people talk about doing five-year planning, and then I ask them to look backwards 5 years and see what they could have predicted in terms of the changes and the evolutions and the metamorphosis that we've gone through in the last 5 years. It's a very tricky business to do prediction forward when you look backwards and see where we've come through, because our paths are often varied and unpredictable.
Very true. I would say that with life insurance, we're more dealing with long-term planning. We typically don't see under 5 years. I would say it would be typically 10 years on the low side for time in planning, and the high side would be for a lifetime.